A young man trying to grapple with the issues of the day and torn between what was and what had developed and was still developing, when I was approached to join him in the campaign to defeat the late great father of the nation, Vere Cornwall Byrd, in the rural West constituency at the next general elections, which was, as he had put it, just around the corner. My initial reaction was, no, Brother Walter, there is no way you can defeat VC Byrd in rural West, even with the clamor for change. He was too entrenched. Trust me, Selvin retorted, with your support and others in the AW branch in rural West, it can be done and it will be done. And what a campaign that was.
Indeed, Antigua and Barbuda has lost a brilliant mind, a phenomenal social historian and an outstanding patriot. Many of us have lost a mentor, advisor, and friend. Let not his great works be interred with his bones. The diverse contributions of Sir Selvin Walter to this nation that he loved so much must be memorialized for generations to come. May the soul of Sir Selvin Walter rest in peace and rise in glory.
Sir Selvin was an educator. He became a teacher at the tender age of 17. From what I recall, he taught both history and botany at the Antigua Grammar School. And despite his youth, he was an extremely knowledgeable and capable educator with an endearing sense of humor. I distinctly recall being one of his students in the history class in Form 2A, which you heard about not so long ago, when he would casually place his foot on the desk and inquire of the pupils, "You like my socks? You like my shoes?" Of course, we would immediately and emphatically say, "Yes, sir." We certainly could not have said otherwise.